So here's why I pay off the majority of my cashback reward credit cards every 2 weeks. Mainly because, I look at it like this. If you pay off your cards every 2 weeks, you don't have any debt that you have to worry about, and then you're good. You never have to worry about missing a payment, though, if you set a date on your calendar for every 2 weeks. Typically, I always do it on the 15th and the, so it's usually the 1st and the 15th of every month for me. I do vary it. There are exceptions that I make. For instance, if I am actually financing something with a credit card, I don't do that very often. But if I need to, I make sure that I, you know, am very aware that I owe something on it. And I'll typically pay it off within at least 2 or 3 months. Preferably, I go with anything that has no interest. So I try to, like, my Amazon card's an exception because on Amazon, if I buy something over a certain dollar amount, I can actually pay it off month by month by month. So there is a huge, huge advantage there. And I kind of like having the Amazon card. I only have like a $600 fucking credit limit, though. It's kind of stupid on it. So I would probably have to pay with some other payment method part of it. And then, I don't know, it'd be weird. I can max out. It'd be interesting to max out that card. And then, like, I don't know, there's a lot of benefits to it, to the Amazon store card. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Let me look at the show notes real quick. I got to be professional for once in my life. Where is Daddy going with that? OMG. But yeah, where am I going with this?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ooh. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know what I'm doing anymore, man. I am just so off today. But yeah, here's the thing, man. The reason I pay off the majority of my cards every 2 weeks is a very simple concept, because I try to avoid having debt, but I like having a lot of credit cards that have no annual fee and cashback rewards. So you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, do you do it just for the cashback rewards? Mainly for the cashback rewards, yes, because I have to be a consumer. I still have to buy food. So why not have credit cards that constantly give me rewards? And whenever I use a credit card, by the way, here's the benefit. I don't have to worry about getting change back and losing it in my wallet or losing the quarters or the bennies. Every time I use my card, I'm getting rewarded, and I don't have to keep track of any of my money. So it's really a win-win situation. I mean, I keep track of my money through all the apps, obviously. I got every single credit card I have the app on my phone. I have the login information 24/7. I make sure I back it all up. So I never lose track of any of my statements. It's important. Like, I'm a big firm believer of paying your credit cards off every 2 weeks, unless there is that one credit card that you're using specifically and you make note of it. It's really with the Amazon card that I do that with, because there's no interest on it. And you get to do like six equal payments. Six equal payments. So off right now. You get to do equal payments for 6 months, basically. So, like, let's say, for example, you bought an item that happened to be $600 on Amazon. You could pay $100 every month on that card and not accrue any interest. Really nice, really handy, actually. I really am just, I wouldn't say afraid of interest. I just don't like it. I don't like having to, owe more, because interest is owing more than you originally paid. So if you can avoid interest, I say avoid it. Avoiding interest is probably one of the better things. So if you can, like, get financing for very low interest rates or no interest rates. Credit cards I basically use for groceries. No joke. I use it for groceries and buying equipment for the show. A lot of the cashback rewards that I've gotten have actually financed this webcam, this microphone, in a sense. It finances a lot of it. I don't know. I'm a big fan of cashback reward credit cards, but you don't want to become reliant on them. Like, don't go shopping just because you got cashback rewards. You know, the best cashback reward is not spending money unnecessarily. Now, I'm not saying be a total cheap ass. It's good to, like, you know, take your girlfriend out on dinner dates, your boyfriend or whoever, you know, whatever. But yeah, I like taking my girlfriend out to go eat Chinese food, for instance, every now and then. I really enjoy that. I like our time together. We finally have days off again together, thank goodness. We had a little bit of a schedule thing at work where we could actually choose the days off, which was really cool. It was kind of like a bid. nobody fights me for my time off, though. It's nice. So we got the time off together. And I just get the time off with my girlfriend again. I really like it. Makes me happy. And I don't know. It's really nice. And it's just nice to have days off that match. But I'm glad that she loves me, and I'm glad she lets me focus on this show. This has basically become my second job. I really do I take this very seriously. I wouldn't say seriously. I'm still a freak, and I still want this show to be as authentic as it can be. So I got to be as crazy as I want to be, you know. I don't try to overdo it, but let's see here. But yeah, I don't know. Just pay off your credit cards every 2 weeks, and that way you don't miss a payment by accident. It's funny because I only pay off like two of my cards, because I only really ever use two credit cards out of the 10 I own. So it's like, you know, why the hell not? But anyway, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this. I'll try to make a few more videos tonight, but keep that butthole tight.